And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Senator Josh Hawley has introduced a bill to ban the abortion pill Mifepristone, pointing out that there are now more abortions in America than when Roe v. Wade was the law of the land. The drug was used in 63% of all abortions in 2023, a year that saw over 1 million unborn children killed. Meanwhile, in Indiana, Attorney General Todd Rokita is appealing a ruling that granted two women a religious right to abortion under the state's Religious Freedom Restoration Act. The judge ruled the abortion ban couldn't apply to plaintiffs whose personal beliefs hold that life doesn't begin until birth. Indiana's Right to Life called the ruling a perversion of the law's intent. The Daily Wire has exposed a growing black market for homemade transgender hormones being shipped across the country by activist groups. These home brews, estrogen compounds cooked up in basements and sold for cryptocurrency, are reaching gender-confused individuals with essentially no age verification beyond a checkbox. One expert compared the safety of these compounds to basement-cooked meth. Vendors ship in discreet packaging with fake labels, and one site openly encourages others to start brewing themselves, saying it only takes a few $100 to get started. On the political front, South Carolina Democrat Gilda Cobb Hunter called Moms for Liberty a terrorist group during a House floor debate on education policy. When challenged on decorum, she doubled down. Moms for Liberty, the grassroots organization of parents who want to know what's being taught in their children's classroom, now apparently shares a threat category with ISIS. And when asked to clarify her statements, Cobb Hunter's office didn't respond. Yeah, it's funny how people who spend most of their time talking about democracy are always the quickest to label concerned parents as extremists. The FBI has issued a warning that Iran may be planning drone strikes against targets on America's west coast using unmanned aerial vehicles launched from vessels offshore. A separate bulletin flagged uncorroborated reports that Mexican cartel leaders authorized drone attacks carrying explosives against U.S. law enforcement along the southern border. Both threats remain unconfirmed, but they paint a picture of a homeland facing dangers that would have been unthinkable generations ago. And speaking of unthinkable, London's Transit Authority has unanimously approved putting deep wound stab kits on city buses. Across town, the Bank of England announced it's removing Winston Churchill from the £5 note, replacing historical figures with wildlife chosen by a panel that includes a celebrity bird watcher. Yeah, the man who saved Britain from the Nazis swapped out for a nice picture of a bird. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done right now at FortisInstitute.org. Also, don't forget you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.